possible break in gas prices. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today confirming his administration is considering a pause in the federal tax on gas to help Americans cope with record high prices.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
The Biden administration blames Russia's invasion of Ukraine for high gas prices, while Republicans say it's the result of the president's energy policies. About 18 million more young children will be able to get a COVID-19 shot soon following the emergency use authorization from the FDA and CDC for specialized doses of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The CDC's advisory panel okayed them over the weekend, saying they offer kids protection from hospitalizations, death, and possible long-term COVID complications. Former President Trump's alleged attempts to pressure state lawmakers and elections officials is the focus of this week's hearings for the House committee investigating January 6th.
Select Committee Vice Chair Republican Liz Cheney says former President Trump and members of his legal team tried to influence state officials to overturn or decertify election results in the weeks leading up to January 6th.
It targeted every tier of federal and state elected officials.
Last week, the committee heard from legal advisors, the former Vice President Mike Pence, who described a pressure campaign to reject electoral slates. The committee is scheduled to hold two hearings this week, tomorrow and Thursday, with live testimony and presentations of recorded depositions.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. France's far-right leader Marine Le Pen said today that her party's surge in the country's parliamentary election is an historic victory in French politics. Many voters in yesterday's election opted for far-right or far-left candidates, denying President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance a straight majority in the National Assembly. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Infants, toddlers, and preschoolers can begin receiving COVID-19 vaccines this week.
About 18 million more young children will be eligible to get a COVID-19 shot soon, following an emergency use authorization from the FDA and the CDC for Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The CDC's advisory panel okayed them over the weekend, saying that the shots offer young kids protection from hospitalizations, death, and possible long-term COVID complications. Pfizer's three-shot vaccine is for kids 6 months to 4 years old and takes about 3 months to complete the series, while Moderna's is for kids 6 months to 5 years old and has two shots given 4 weeks apart. The FDA okayed a third Moderna dose for kids with immune conditions that make them more vulnerable to serious illness. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new series takes a look at strange small-town murder.
The HBO original six-part true crime documentary series Mind Over Murder premieres. The series chronicles the bizarre and psychologically complex story of six individuals who were convicted in the 1985 murder of a beloved grandmother, Helen Wilson, in Beatrice, Nebraska.
I remember going to the apartment.
She still believed she was involved in a murder.
Thoughts can be put into her head and become true to her.
Despite five people pleading guilty to the rape and murder, none of whom were at the scene, they became known as the Beatrice Six. They were exonerated by DNA evidence in 2009, which divided the small rural town and incensed the family of Wilson. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Florida has set August 5th for its annual 10-day hunt for Burmese pythons in the Everglades. Last year's challenge drew more than 600 people from 25 states. Burmese pythons have virtually no natural enemies in the Everglades and have decimated native populations of mammals, birds, and other reptiles. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.